Government has a clear role in providing the enabling environment to be sure that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing to get people and communities and systems ready to face, first of all, what we understand in disaster risk management, but also what we don't understand and don't know much about in relation to climate change. So there's a double barrel thingy. We understand from historical perspective what can be expected as far as disaster risk management and the hazards that are around us and their behaviors. We are told that a lot of these can be compounded with the event of climate change. So in the first instance, government has to create the enabling environment to make sure that there are legislations in place for programs and for systems. So government has a clear role in that and also in providing timely and relevant information on what is likely to be the impacts of the double whammy, climate change, and disaster risk management. We have to be able to be on the cutting edge of providing early warning systems as much as possible and of providing the public education programs that would give people the opportunity to react in the way that we expect them to react. We can't leave it a chance. It's a situation where all are invited to come on board because we know we can't do this ourselves, just government alone. It has to be a very integrated sort of approach. Private sector, NGOs, government, church-based, faith-based organizations, everybody trying to, as we say it here, sing from a single song sheet to respond to the things that we can't stop from happening.